Victory, Twitter unlocks Mitch McConnell campaign account after GOP boycott. By Sean Moran on August 9, 2019. Twitter announced Friday that it unlocked Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's RKY campaign account after many Republican groups threatened to stop advertising on the social media platform. Twitter locked McConnell's campaign account at @team_Mitch Wednesday after the account posted footage of a protester threatening the Senate Majority Leader at his house in Kentucky. The social media company said that the footage featured violent threats, which reportedly violates their social media content policy. Many Republican groups, such as the Republican National Committee, RNC, the Donald Trump Campaign, the National Republican Campaign Committee, NRCC, and the National Senate Republican Committee, NRSC, boycotted Twitter, saying that they will no longer purchase ads on the online platform. The Twitter communications team said Friday that they will unlock McConnell's campaign account, claiming that they have reviewed this case more closely. The social media platform said that the video featuring leftists making violent threats will feature a sensitive media tag. In response to the news, McConnell's campaign said, "Victory." McConnell's campaign added, "Thank you to everyone for helping #FreeMitch." After multiple appeals from affected users and leader McConnell's team confirming their intent to highlight the threats for public discussion, "We have reviewed this case more closely," Twitter said. Going forward, the video will be visible on the service with a sensitive media interstitial and only in cases where the tweet content does not otherwise violate the Twitter rules, Twitter added. McConnell also sent out a campaign fundraising email with a statement from Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, one of the Senate's foremost critics of big tech. "Big tech continues to censor conservatives, no matter the cost," the email read. RNC Chief of Staff Richard Walters said that this controversy serves as another instance of Silicon Valley bias against conservatives. "From unnecessary censorship to suppression of conservative content, Twitter has shown an incredible amount of bias against Republicans," Walters said Thursday. "Any future ad money we were planning to spend on the site has been halted until Twitter adequately addresses its biases and assures conservatives that we are on a level playing field with the rest of the users on the site," he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SeanMoran3.